Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America, and welcome to the CEO Show. I'm Robert Reese. We're here today with Tien Zuo. And Tien is the founder and CEO of Zora. First, how are you?
Good, good. It's fantastic to see you again, Robert. Thanks for having me on the show.
Many of you know I interviewed Tien maybe about 7 or 8 years ago, and he had coined a term called subscription economy, which was starting to emerge. But right now, he has come true to be the true visionary where everything has changed to be customer-focused and a subscription economy. And they're the experts in it. He had a book subscribed as well, which outlined everything. But just talk about what this concept of subscription economy is that all types of enterprises everywhere are using.
We started the company 15 years ago with this bet, if you will, right? We believe that you and I ultimately would find ourselves buying less and less stuff. And what we saw was, look, more and more companies were not buying software on CDs. They didn't feel like they needed to own the software. They simply pointed their browsers, right, at these servers and Google, Salesforce, and subscribed to software applications. We saw that we were buying less and less CDs and DVDs. Instead, we were subscribing to streaming services, all stuff that we take for granted today. And we asked ourselves, look, could there be a situation where every single company would reinvent itself and say, I no longer simply sell products. I provide a service to my customers. I let them subscribe to my technology, my expertise, my innovations. And with this fundamental shift in business models away from ownership, if you will, the end of ownership to subscriptions, really change how we just think about how business is done. That was the big bet. We thought that we can be, you know, the company that sort of shepherds in this new age, evangelize this new model, but ultimately also, of course, we're a software company, provide a set of tools that allows every company to be successful in this new subscription economy. And in the last 15 years, that's exactly what we've done.
So let's have some examples. I know, like, let's say you take a car company like General Motors.
We work with probably 12 of the top 15 car companies around the world. Right? This is General Motors, Toyota, Ford, Stellantis, right, which is Fiat and Chrysler and Peugeot coming together and much, much more. And, you know, they're all seeing that where the cars are going, one day they will be autonomous. One day, you know, they will have all these capabilities. And ultimately, you're just trying to get from point A to point B. And so what you see these companies are saying is, look, we're much more than a car company. We're a mobility company. We're going to help you get from point A to point B at the price point, at the comfort, at the convenience that you require. And so these cars now are not just, you know, something that you buy, but they're connected to a broader fabric of navigation services, infotainment services. And McKinsey is saying there's about $1.5 trillion of revenue that is now possible because cars are connected. And so you're seeing just this enormous transformation happening. And, you know, if you bought a car recently, you're seeing, you know, hey, they're not just selling you a car. They're selling you afterwards, would you like to get some music on the car? Would you like to buy some autonomous capabilities, right? Adaptive cruise control is often what they call it. Would you like to have navigation as part of the car? And so you're seeing the car almost become like a phone where you can download all sorts of apps, right? And the car is just a starting point in your relationship with a Ford, with a Toyota, with a General Motors. And it's really exciting to see.
Let's take a tougher example. Let's say I ran a cement company. I manufacture cement. Is it possible to turn that into a subscription?
We looked at Caterpillar as a customer, car companies. You know, these are heavy equipments. And you ask yourself, gosh, how can those things become subscription services? And so, and cement is one of those things we talked about. How can cement, you know, how do you subscribe to cement? What does that even mean? And what you realize is what you need to focus on is the customer, right? Obviously, we all sell products. But ultimately, what is the customer looking for when they buy your product? And so we were talking to Fender Guitar. And in one hand, you can say, you know, we sell guitars. But when you ask the question, what do our customers really want? They discover, well, they want to feel like they're a rock star. I mean, that's why you buy a guitar, right? You know, you want to feel like you're a rock star. And so how do we help them feel that? And it turns out that the experience of buying a guitar, you bring it home, you unpack it, you're not quite sure what to do with it. you feel a little foolish because you haven't quite learned how to play it yet. And so they said, look, we're going to give you Fender Play, and we're going to teach you how to play one chord, right? So just put your finger, but it's a Bob Marley song. So within 15 minutes, you're strumming along, you think you're Bob Marley, right? You're crooning, you feel like you're a rock star. And so looking at your cement example, I would imagine, you know, people are, companies are buying cement, you know, for floors, for transportation. And so we talked to a company that was a smart flooring company, not quite cement. This is more like wood, but they might have cement too. And they put an infrastructure below the floor that's a smart floor that can detect how many people are walking, right? How, you know, what is the pedestrian traffic? And they're gathering all this data. And then they're going to the companies and the customers and saying, you know, maybe it's a municipality and saying, look, it's not just cement. What you're trying to do is you're trying to create a space for people to travel, right? Drive across or walk across. And let's give you all this information about how your customers are using your product, which is a floor, and how to make that a much more positive experience. And so it's not about the cement, right? It's about having a surface that allows people to get from point A to point B.
So that's really, Teen, if I understand right, it's like putting sensors in, and now you're using it to measure retail traffic and things like that.
In the last 4 years, I mean, when we started this company, you know, I was at Salesforce.com, as you know, right? I was one of the early employees there. Number of employees, you know, did some marketing, did some product, did some strategy. And our belief was that software should not be purchased. It should be subscribed to. And you can see the entire industry has gone on in that direction. In the last 4 years, we used to think that, hey, maybe the subscription thing is a digital game. It's good for software. It's good for news and video, right? Things that could be digitized. But we've seen in the last 4 years is physical products. Physical products are going down the same path. And it's really simple. It's because they're all connected now. They all have sensors. They're all connected to the internet. You buy a washing machine, it's connected to the internet. You buy a car, it's connected to the internet. You buy a $1 million medical scanner at a hospital, it's connected to the internet. And so all these manufacturing companies, their minds are exploding in the new revenue opportunities that they can now create through software. So every single product is now software enabled. Maybe the software exists in the cloud, right? The car companies talk about onboard software and offboard software. But the simple thing is each of these products are becoming services. What you saw happen in the software sector, what you saw happen in the media sector is going to happen in every single physical product. And it's happening now. It's going to take place over the next 10, 20 years. And that's what, you know, you could tell I'm really the most excited about.
Tell me the three most exciting companies, just who they are, who are doing subscription models that maybe no one even thought of, but they're doing fabulously well.
Maybe I'll give you a sort of a consumer example on the physical product side and maybe an industrial example. GoPro. You all know GoPro. You think of it as a camera company. In 2020, they found that because we weren't outdoors, they weren't selling a lot of cameras. But they had this subscription service. They probably had about 30,000 subscribers. And they said, well, look, why don't we invest in that? That's an interesting project. So they reinvented it. They had some capabilities, warranties. That thing took off to 300,000 subscribers within a year. Huge success. And then they said, well, today, you know, we only allow you to use the application if you have a GoPro camera. Well, why is that? This is a great application. Our customers love it. Why don't we let them edit any videos that you take on your iPhone or your Android or whatever it happens to be? And poof, this thing took off to 2 million subscribers. And they realized, hey, we're not just a camera manufacturer. We build direct-to-consumer relationships with anybody that wants to share their lives. And, of course, if we have 2 million people that are paying us every single month for a service to do that, when we come out with the next hero, they're probably going to buy it, right? So flipping the script and saying, hey, it's not about the product. It's about the customer relationship, establishing a digital relationship, and then finding all sorts of ways you can monetize the relationship, right? That's really the lesson for GoPro. On the other side, right, you know, John Deere, in 2020, they decided to take everybody in their organization and give them a new job. And you can imagine what was going on in 2020. This was not easy to do, right, because, you know, people weren't coming into the offices. And why do they feel like they had to do that is because they realized, look, every single one of our products, because of our investments, is now connected to the internet, right? These are excavators, tractors, right? And what our customers are coming to us for is, now that you have this capability, let me see this whole thing as a solution. And so they're saying, we have to reorganize ourselves, not around our physical products, but how our customers see themselves. So we're going to organize ourselves around big ag, you know, small ag, I think is a coffee, big ag is probably cotton, turf, which is where the golf courses are, right? Dairy and livestock. And by thinking about the customer first and thinking about the digital solution, they came up with things like what they call See and Spray. So their machines, instead of spraying pesticides everywhere, Now the machines have like a video camera. They have AI. They can look at the crop or look at the plants and say, well, that's a crop. Don't spray it. That's a weed. Spray it. Much more efficient, much more better for the environment, much healthier for their consumers. And it's been a complete transformation of their business. It's an incredible story. That's what's possible with digital technology. And, of course, all these things are subscription services.
Anyone who wants to know more about Zoro, what is the website?
www.zoora.com. Or Google subscription economy, and you can find us.
And you'll be right up there. So it's Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak to CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. When we come back, Tina's going to tell us the secret to marketing in a subscription economy, and also what are the big mistakes that CEOs need to avoid when they're trying to transfer into subscription economy. Back in a few.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, Robert Reese back on the CEO show. And team, we're talking about the subscription economy where you actually coined the word, wrote the book, subscribed, which is, by the way, it's one of my all-time favorite books, most important books. What is the secret to marketing? I want to first ask you that. And you were chief marketing officer at Salesforce and then, you know, chief strategy officer. So CEOs can market their subscriptions effectively. And after that, we're going to go into what are the three biggest mistakes that CEOs need to avoid when they're early in the game shifting to a subscription.
I was probably fortunate. I was not a career marketer. I was really building the product. But certainly somebody who many consider a marketing genius, Mark Benioff, said, hey, look, you got some skills for this. And I think what he recognized was I could take a non-traditional approach. Because what we found with subscription businesses is you have a direct relationship with your customer. And that changes how you do marketing. So we talked about GoPro. The old worry of marketing is how do I use advertising, promotions, distributions to get people to buy that product when they're in that ski shop, right? When in that scuba diving shop. And the new is, well, look, we have 2 million relationships. How do I look at the data about what they're doing, how often they're using the service? Right? How do I put myself in the shoes of the customer through the data that we can see? And then how do I create a dialogue with that customer? And so the experience of the customer becomes really, really important. The experience is not the experience of necessarily, hey, just walking to the store or what the website feels like. Certainly that's part of it. But it's the experience over the entire life of that potential customer. As soon as they hear about your brand, they come to your website, through hopefully they're a customer not just, you know, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. They're using your innovations. They might be buying more and more of your products, but you've got a digital relationship with them. And so the number one rule I would say for marketing is you cannot be anymore in your silo, right? You're not a department on the side. And whenever we talk to companies, they say, we want to be serious about subscriptions. We want to be serious about customers. And they launch, you know, a loyalty points program. That tells us their marketing department is still just stuck within their four walls of marketing. And they're not able to reinvent sales, right? They're not able to reinvent the product. They're not able to change the fundamental business model and move to a, you know, a recurring revenue model versus a one-time sales model. And so marketing needs to have a role now that spans the entire organization, bring together R&D, bring together manufacturing, bring together sales, be the voice of the customer, and really drive that experience home, because that's where the transformation lies.
And what are the biggest mistakes? Let's say if someone is saying, well, I want to move in. Maybe I don't have that many customers because I'm strictly B2B, so I don't feel like I have enough to move into that. What are the biggest mistakes they have to avoid making?
A lot of times what people realize is the subscription model allows you to break beyond the barriers that you've had. So the New York Times, for example, thought they only had 1 million subscribers because, you know, how many people can we sell to in the New York metro area? And so they have 15 million subscribers that play games and do recipes, and these subscribers are coming from all around the world. And so digital technologies really allows you to break through. Philips talks about how we can change the lives of 2.5 billion people. So they're just not thinking about their customers. They're thinking about their customers' customers, right? People that go to the hospitals, go to the medical centers, and their impact is much, much greater than they can have before. So the subscription model allows you to think much more broadly. I'd say when we wrote the book has sort of two halves to it. The first half is about how specific industries are changing, right? Media industry, manufacturing industry, software industry. The second half is about specific departments. How does marketing change? How does the innovation team, the R&D team change? How does sales change? But I'll tell you, what we see the most of is I need to change the fundamental organization, right? My organizational structures, because of the way, you know, we're all taught in MBA school of how companies are run, is very hierarchical, is very siloed. And what you really need to do is you need to have these different organizational structures that allow you to bring cross-functional teams together. And so that really is the secret to this new business model. How do you bring engineering, manufacturing, sales, right, all together on the behalf of the customer? And how do you build more of these light team-based structures in your organization to move fast, be responsive to the customer, be responsible to what the marketplace is seeing? And so thinking through the organizational structure, at the end of the day, we talk about three things. There's three things that you need in order to be, you know, what we call this modern business, right? This modern business that is a customer-centric business. One is to have the right business model, right? Your business model is no longer about selling products one unit at a time, right? And so what is your new business model? Two, what is the right technology model? Because these things are digitally enabled, so having the right technology infrastructure is incredibly important. But the third thing, just as important, and all three things are linked together, is the right organizational model. Kind of rethink the organization away from a traditional sales, marketing, manufacturing, finance, right? And really build these cross-functional teams. The example that I gave on John Deere was what they realized, let's reorganize around the customer, and that's what unlocked the value that they're seeing today.
Let's talk about your organization and your culture. So you've grown dramatically over these past 15 years. You have a concept called ZEO. Explain what that is in terms of culture, because it's unlike any I've heard before. And I've interviewed over 1,000 of the top CEOs.
One of the things that we try to fight is internally, and you know, having founded the company, obviously I've seen the company was one person, five person, 30 people. And today, you know, we're about 1,500 people around the world, and I think 15 different countries. And so we really try to fight the traditional hierarchical organizational structures, right? And ultimately, how do you empower teams to be successful that are closer to the innovation, closer to the customer, closer to the market? And so as we talked about these things, there was an offsite that we had 10, 12, 13 years ago where we were having a lot of dialogue about, hey, who are we? What is our culture? What are our corporate values, if you will? And somebody said, look, we want to be a company. And I think we're 300 people at the time, right? So we, you know, where maybe there's only one CEO, but we have 300 CEOs, right? And everyone has to think like a CEO, think like they're in charge of their own business, their own function, their own life, their own career, even. And so that phrase just took off like wildfire at this event. And then next thing you know, at the end of it, everyone was talking about, hey, we want to all be CEOs. What does it mean to be a CEO? And so you can see in that phrase, there's a sense of empowerment. There's a sense of leadership. Now, there's a sense of accountability, right? You got to own your function and you got to deliver the results that you promise. And how do we now embed that into the culture of the company?
You're the founder, the pioneer of the subscription economy concept. You're the one who coined it. What are the next big trends in the subscription space?
Every technology innovation that we've seen over the last 15 years has been only accelerated to subscriptions. When the iPhone came out in 2008, right, we saw that. When cloud computing took off, right, call it in 2010, 2011, the pandemic, you know, had us all go at home and everything had to shift to a cloud-based service. We're really excited about what we're seeing in AI. I gave you the story of John Deere. Right. AI is what enabled them to do what they can do. So you think about these physical products, cars, appliances, scanners, you know, video cameras hooked up to an AI engine. And, you know, we talk about smart products, right? I don't know what the next phrase is, genius products or whatnot. But this AI is going to be a complete transformation. And every company is going to go down the same route of saying, gosh, if we're not a subscription service today, if we're going to leverage AI in our innovations, well, we have to become a subscription, right? We need the data. We need the iteration. You know, we need to be providing our customers greater capabilities through our physical products. And the AI revolution is only going to push us into the subscription economy even faster than before.
And there you have it. Team, a real pleasure seeing you again and having you on the CEO show.
Thanks for having me.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Hope Atwell. How are you, Hope?
I'm doing well, Robert. Thank you for asking. I hope you are well, too.
Absolutely, and glad to be with you, because Hope is the CEO of the Asian Real Estate Association of America. So talk through what that is. I know you've 18,000 members.
So the Asian Real Estate Association of America, I know it's a mouthful, so I'll say it short. The acronym for it is ARIA, just like the opera movement or just like the hotel in Las Vegas. ARIA is a membership organization, and what we are is that we are all about moving the needle of home ownership for the Asian American and Pacific Islander community. So right now there exists a gap between the average American and the Asian American community as it relates to home ownership. What we're trying to do is close that gap. And so we take a look at barriers and challenges to home ownership that exist within the Asian American and Pacific Islander community, and we work through those challenges and barriers. So we've got 18,000 of our members working towards that goal.
And what are some of those barriers?
I think one big barrier is language access. There are 50, I want to say at least 50 ethnicities that falls under the Asian category. And so with that, there are different languages. And with different languages, there are different dialects. Within the 50 subgroups that are classified under the Asian race, there exists so many, not just languages, but dialects. I'm Filipino-American, and so under the Filipino-American subgroup, there's about 300 dialects. So it's confusing. The language itself is very confusing, and unlike the Latinx community, that Spanish somehow is a unifying sort of like language for the most part, even if there are variations, that doesn't exist within the Asian American and Pacific Islander community. I think English might be the one that is perhaps unifying for us. So one big barrier for homeownership is language access, because it's complex enough for a native English speaker to go through mortgage and loan documents and disclosures. Think about somebody who considers themselves as English, not proficient in English, right? And so it's very daunting. It's very overwhelming. And for an average American, purchase of the home is the biggest purchase that we will ever do in our lives. And so to understand this process is relatively important. So I would say language is a huge, huge barrier. But how do you legislate language, right? How do you legislate language in the homeownership process, which we have been navigating through, and it's been a complex process?
It's interesting, and let's talk about marketing. So there's 50 different subgroups. How do you teach? These are real estate agents, mortgage brokers, title, the whole continuum. How do you teach them how to market towards Asian Americans when you really have between the Pacific Islanders, there's over 50 subgroups?
Yeah, so the key there truly is education, right? When you are an informed business professional in real estate, then you can actually develop a very effective marketing strategy. Because of the complexities of the subgroups, one has to kind of like understand that you can't stereotype Asian Americans in one bucket and Pacific Islanders too, right? Pacific Islanders is a very different demographic, very different educational and even income levels and all of that stuff. So to understand, let's say, how do you work with a Korean American? How do you work with an Indian American, right? Or not a native Indian, but somebody from India. And how do you work with decision makers when it comes to Filipino Americans or Chinese Americans? So complexities and even kind of like preferences in home. There's a report that we do every year. It's called the State of Asia America Report, and it's an aggregate of a lot of data that has to do with Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders as it relates to home preferences and home buying. And if you take a look at each of the subgroup, it's very different. So for Filipino Americans, the tendency is for multi-generational homes, larger homes so that they could accommodate or we could accommodate for extended family, whether it's the grandparents, the parents, or a sibling. There are Japanese families who may prefer smaller homes, but homes that are within proximity to each other because they're taking care of, let's say, a grandmother or a parent and all of that stuff. So even when it relates to home buying preferences, that's relatively important, right? That's important in forming a relationship with them and hopefully a long-term relationship so that they could be a referral for future businesses to come.
And talk about the mainland China market, because that is really the most dominant emerging market in the entire world.
Yes. So, unfortunately, because of COVID, I think the National Association of Realtors just put out their report on foreign buyers. There has been some sort of like a downturn in foreign buyers, which includes mainland China because of the fact that people can't travel. When you're buying a home, you want to see the home, right? You want to not just see the home, but you want to be able to use the home. And so in the last decade or so, I want to say maybe in the last 15 years or so, there has been an influx of buyers from mainland China for investment purposes. We see places like New York, places like Florida, or even California that have experienced an increase in foreign buyers from China. And one of the reasons for these investment real estate purchases is because of proximity to universities. So it's a trophy for their children to send their children to universities and colleges here in the United States. So instead of sending them to dormitories or having them in apartments, what typically Chinese families would do is invest in a real estate property for their children to live in and possibly, make some money afterwards. And so that has been a phenomenon in the last, I want to say, 10 to 15 years. I think we've all read that and heard that in the news, you know, Chinese buyers buying in cash and what have you. Unfortunately, again, that has We've experienced a decline in the last couple of years, primarily because of COVID.
Why is home ownership so important?
Home ownership is important for me and for our members because it is the fastest way to build generational wealth. Right. If you, I think it was Forbes or the Federal or the Treasury Department that have put together a report on the value of net worth of a renter versus a homeowner. And it's tremendous. And we're talking about not just $10,000. We're talking at least like $200,000-$300,000. And you can pass this on to your children or your children's children. And so this is how you can build, I can build, you and I, our neighbors, our family members can build generational wealth is through home ownership. And that's why it's important for us.
What is the website for anyone who wants to go?
Sure. The website is AREA.org.
We're about to take a commercial break, and when we come back with Hope, we're going to speak about what it's like to run a non-for-profit versus a for-profit. And then we're also going to find out what's going on with this real estate market today. We saw giant escalations, then a little leveling off, so we'll hear from Hope on that. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we're with Hope Atwell, who is the CEO of the Asian Real Estate Association of America, about 18,000 members and 50 different subcategories of different backgrounds and nationalities from Pacific Islanders. So here is the first question I want to ask. Real estate market, we saw an enormous upswing, and this is, we're talking residential, even though you also work with a lot of commercial, but enormous upswing in residential, maybe a slight leveling off, but we're not even sure. Talk about what happened. Talk about what you think the real estate market will look like going forward.
Sure. I don't think that anybody predicted after the shot, the lockdown, right? In March of 2020, nobody had predicted that the real estate market would actually experience this crazy uptick. And you know, why would you, because we were locked down in March. Well, at least here in California, it happened in March. Governor Newsom said you can only go out if, you are doing essential activity. And even, real estate agents and brokers could not host open houses. And they had to transition into virtual open houses and all of that stuff until, the laws changed that, the home buying process was actually deemed as essential. But I think what had happened is because of the low interest rate, even pre-COVID interest rates were already hovering at about 2.9, 2020 lockdown, interest rates continue to go down and decrease. And people's savings, because we couldn't go out, I think just increased. And the opportunity to purchase was there. It was so much cheaper as it relates to your monthly payment to purchase a home than to rent. And so in the last couple of years, what we've seen is an increase in the home buying activity, particularly for first time home buyers. And, unfortunately that was exacerbated with the low inventory. And so people we've all heard this, right? Bidding wars. There would be 50 people bidding on one property, and it's crazy. So it's leveled off. We've all heard that it's cooling down. The real estate market is cooling down, but home prices are not going down. There's a difference between home sales going down and home values going down. Home values continue to appreciate. I attended a National Association of Realtors leadership summit last week, and the chief economist, Lawrence Yoon, had predicted that by the end of the year, appreciation for homes will probably be at about 11%. That's still way, way above normal appreciation of home values. Normal appreciation of home values is anywhere between 4 to 5%. So to continue to have double-digit home value increase is still quite phenomenal. So that's what's been happening. And in fact, even with a little bit of a higher interest rate at like, what, 5.5, 5.6, there's still a pretty good demand of homes and inventory. We're still in this inventory crisis. So unless, you know, builders continue to build homes, but what I've heard is that builders are building to rent as opposed to builders are building to sell homes because that's where they create, they get more margins, right? Rental properties. We're still going to be in this situation where there is much more demand than inventory.
Okay, before we talk about running a non-for-profit, let's talk about something really important, which is women in business and what advice you have, what you are seeing.
Yes, so if you take a look at the proportion of women in real estate, there's, I want to say, about a 60-40 split, more women in real estate than men because of the flexibility, the ability to kind of like just create your own hours, and all of that stuff. The advice that I have for women in real estate is that continue your leadership role. Unfortunately, there are a lot of women in real estate, but if you take a look at leadership positions in real estate companies and organizations, it's still mostly men. So, what I would encourage women in real estate is just don't be content to, you know, sell and buy real estate. Explore opportunities to become a leader within your own organization, whether it's organized real estate or whether you're part of a brand, because we need more women role models, particularly in real estate.
Let's move over to non-for-profit. Let's move over. Please erase that there. Let's move over to the nonprofit arena. What insights can you share on running a non-for-profit that you think for-profit CEOs can gain insights from? And then you'll switch it and let us know what you think non-for-profit CEOs can learn from profit companies.
Yes. So let me just qualify non-for-profit membership organizations, right? And that's really not me defining it. It really is the IRS defining it as, you know, kind of like the tax code. So we are a nonprofit classified as a trade/membership organization. And the difference between nonprofit membership organizations and for-profit organizations is that we are member-driven, meaning we take care of our members, right? As opposed to a for-profit organization that has certain sales goals, right? You have to manufacture or you have to come up with X amount of dollars or widgets or what have you. While membership growth is important, the relationship that we establish with our members is paramount. So it's taking care of our members. And I always say that while I might have the title of CEO, I really have 18,000 bosses because I have to service all 18,000 members.
And everyone, think about this. When you're selling to people, there are so many different subgroups of everything. So keep your eyes open to learn and to learn about the individuals and their spirit of what they want as well. A true pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.